AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Thousands of protesters took to the streets in Los Angeles after President Trump deployed National Guard troops. The demonstrations began Friday as immigration raids took place across the city. Protesters blocked roads, threw rocks and electric scooters at police vehicles. Officers responded with tear gas, rubber bullets, and flashbangs. Israeli forces have seized a Gaza-bound aid boat and detained Greta Thunberg and other activists on board. The Freedom Flotilla Coalition, who had organized the voyage, said the activists had been kidnapped by Israeli forces. Here's Thunberg in a pre-recorded message released after the ship was halted.
I urge all my friends, family, and comrades to put pressure on the Swedish government to release me and the others as soon as possible.
Israel said the passengers would return to their home countries and the aid would be delivered to Gaza through established channels. High-level U.S.-China trade negotiations are being held in London on Monday. The two countries agreed in Geneva last month to a 90-day suspension of most of the 100% plus tariffs they had imposed on each other. The new Trump administration travel ban has gone into effect. Citizens of 12 mainly African and Middle Eastern countries are now banned from traveling to the U.S. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports on the third UN Ocean Conference as pressure mounts for nations to turn decades of promises into real protection for the sea.
One watchdog group has found less than 3% of oceans are effectively protected. That's well below targets. A major focus of the Paris summit is the push to ratify the High Seas Treaty, which would enable conservation in international waters. The host of the conference, France, claims progress, but has been criticized for weak enforcement in many protected areas. The conference will also address climate funding, plastic pollution, and deep sea mining, with outcomes to be presented at the United Nations in New York this July.
This is AP News. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports on the birth of a dolphin calf at a Chicago zoo.
It's coming out.
Workers at the Brookfield Zoo, Chicago rejoice as they watch one of their dolphins give birth.
Yes, baby's going to the surface.
The 38-year-old bottlenose dolphin named Allie swam around the tank for a while with the calf's little tail fins poking out below her own. Then the calf wriggles free and instinctively darts to the surface of the pool for its first breath. Allie was not alone in the tank while in labor. She had company in the form of 43-year-old experienced mother dolphin Topico, who swam behind her as the calf came out. The zoo says early signs indicate the calf is in good health. They estimate it weighs around 35 pounds and stretches nearly 4 feet in length. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.